Sometimes I feel like giving up. It seems like my best just ain't good enough. Lord, if you hear me, I'm calling you. Do you see, do you care all about what I'm going through? And then he said, one more day, one more step. See, I'm preparing you for myself. And when you can't hear my voice, please trust my plan. I'm the Lord, I see, and yes, I understand. But sometimes I feel like I'm all alone. I'm just like a stranger so far from home. I feel like I've done all that I can do. Please, Lord, give me strength. I'm just trying to make it through. That's when he told me.
I thank God for all of you all just tuned in this morning. Normally we don't come on to Tuesday, but I just thank God anyways, amen, for different ones who just tuned in this morning. Then our partners and listeners, we just give God the glory. It's always a blessing, and we just thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. Today we're going to keep on moving, my God, and I want you to keep on with your day, and let's keep on, my God, making that things happen, amen. Things happen for yourself. You deserve it, in Jesus' name, amen, amen. Listen, I was just going to go ahead and jump right on in real quick, amen, with our prayer. Mother Jackson, go ahead and give us an intercession, amen, and just thank God for her. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
God bless you, Apostle. I would like to say good morning to each and every one of you. churches all over the world. Father, Father, in the name of Jesus, first I give honor to God. He's the head of my life. And to Apostle Temple, and to First Lady, the Teacher Temple, and to each and every one of you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you once more, God. Thanking you, God, for a blessed Monday morning in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah this morning, God. I know, I come once more, God. Give me the praise, the Roboche, and the glory this morning, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, huh? That you breathe upon us. You breathe upon us, God, and gave us another opportunity, Roboche, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, this morning I lift up every bow down here, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I pray, God, that you give them, let them be encouraged on the way in the name of Jesus, God. Continue, God, to do what you're doing in these last and evil days, God. Let your perfect will be done, God. Not our will, but your will, God. We know you do everything for our good, God. In the name of Jesus this morning, God, we thank you for what you do. What you're doing, God. In the name of Jesus, but as you do, God, give us wisdom in all things. In the name of Jesus this morning, God. You let the pastor, prophet, teacher, Lord. We lift them up to you, God. We ask everything that they pulled out into the people, God. God, we pray that you pour it back into them in the name of Jesus this morning, God. Oh, God, we just thank you, God. We can't help but to thank you, God, that you're so worthy, God. Everything that you know, for us, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we lift up our household, God, this morning. In the name of Jesus, God, thank you, God. Continue to watch, God. Watch us, God, in the blood of Jesus, God, that we will walk worthy. We will walk with you, God. In the motion of the say, God, make us kingdom minded people in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, this morning. Set our mind and see if we can both stay on you, God. So we thank you, Lord. God, let us go out into others, God. Let us go out and tell them come to the book, God. There's one that is loud, God. Tell them about your deliverance. About your freedom in the name of Jesus' name, God. We pray this morning, God. Lord, I'm going to stand at the ice, God. Oh, God, yes, God. We give you the glory this morning, God. Because Lord, I'm going to say, yes, all of it due to you, God. All of it, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up every child that it is today, God. We pray, God, that you keep them covered in your blood. I'm going to stand at the ice, God. Oh, keep your hand upon the little kind of there. We thank you, God, for your bringing up horrible kind of emotion. Great and terrible kind of there. Great means in you, God, horrible kind of the eye. That they will cry out, horrible kind of the eye. They will teach your word, God. Teach your word to kind of emotion. In the name of Jesus, I don't touch it here. See, God, these things, God, terrible kind. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Roboche, God, yes, Lord. Yes, and Roboche, yes, your will be done. The Lord come to the aspect. Your will be done, God, in the name of Jesus. The Lord come to the aspect. Hallelujah, this morning, God. We just thank you. Can't thank you enough. These things are blessed this morning, God. In the name of the Father, the Lord come to the aspect. In the name of the Lord, God. In the Jesus' name, we pray this morning. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We just thank Mother Jackson's for that prayer. I just thank God for you all once again. Amen. And we're just going to give God the glory. Listen, I just want to give you a drop a small nugget into you this morning. Amen. So you can keep on going and keep pressing your day. It is, my God, keep pressing it into your day. I just want to reflect on some things even on last week, amen, even on last week. Understand this. When you get set free in your life or a shift begin to happen and things begin to happen in your life, from that time what you put in your life or what you put in yourself or what you believe, that is what your direction is going to become. You know, from that moment, your direction is going to become what you believe and what you put in yourself. Amen. So if you still, even though you're going through a shift or you're going through certain times, and if you begin to believe, amen, the things of the past and the things of different things come up, the biggest hostage or the biggest hindrance that the saints of God, we really go through is the hindrance that we put on our own life, the hindrance that we put on our own mind, the hindrance that we put on our own future. Well, God says, you know, he already don't cast different things out in the sea of forgiveness. Well, God says you are already free. Well, God already giving you liberty to go ahead and walk. But because of different things we allow to continue to hunt us, other than standing up to it and just say, yeah, that was then, but this is now. That problem was on last week, but this is this week. You got to keep fighting for it, or keep fighting, or keep pressing your way through success or through to what you want. If you're not going to do it, it's not going to happen. You have to press your way. Even on last week, God, we've been commanding our morning with Evangelist Nita. We commanding our morning and different things like that. And if you're not willing to do something different in your life, you're going to get the same results that you've been getting. And what I mean by that, I mean about your physical approach, your action approach, amen? We could say things different, but our physical approach is still be the same. We're still going to get the same outcome. It's just get the same outcome with a different type of vocabulary, amen? I don't want us to get to the point to where we get so caught up into, phrases, you know, we get phrases. We got sound phrases. We got these different types of phrases to where the action doesn't line up with the phrase or line up to what we say. Once you begin to understand that my actions needs to line up to what I say or what I'm thinking and what I believe, regardless of how difficult it may be, how hard it may be, how much a challenge it may is, amen, it may be, you know, you'll begin to see that your life is going to change. Things are going to happen. Things are going to manifest. Is it going to happen in a snap of the finger? Absolutely not. Can it happen if you come and just sow a seed of $2,000? Absolutely not. You know, all these things, you know, all these things, a lot of things are gimmicks. It's really gimmicks or just taking folks' finances and all that kind of stuff. And some people don't even know they're putting on a gimmick. They actually think they actually think what they're saying is so true. Only you can walk into your own destiny. I can't walk in there for you. Nobody can walk in there for you, regardless of whatever that title may be. Only you can walk in your destiny. And also, you can prophesy to your own life. Because you can prophesy to your own life, that don't make you a prophet or a prophetess. You don't have to worry about that, all that. But you could speak things in your life. You could speak things that you want to happen. You take authority of your life. And when you begin to see you take authority of your life, you'll begin to see things changing. Only way things are hard because we make it hard. We make it hard. We make it a struggle. And because we make it a struggle is because, let's be honest, some things we are not ready to give up. Some things, certain habits, certain addiction, certain things that we are not ready to give up, that's why it's hard. It's only hard because we don't want to give it up right now. We're not ready to give it up. Amen? I know folks that has different types of addiction. You know, one of the addictions, especially in the body of Christ, is that nicotine, cigarettes, and different things like that. And, you know, for some, it's just so easy to drop and walk away. For some, it's difficult. Well, it's difficult because you know why? You're not ready to give it up. It's difficult because you still joining in with it. When you really truly don't want something no more, or you really truly want something, you'll know how to go and get it. I don't care anybody on this phone, everyone that is on this phone, I'm pretty sure you've been in a position to where transportation probably been acting funny, different things probably wasn't right, but you wanted something. You needed to get somewhere. What you did, you made it happen. regardless of how difficult it was, you made it happen. And even some things that come, some things in your life that comes and you really don't want it no more, guess what happened? You made it happen. You disconnected from it. You get distance away from it. Well, that's the same thing in your life and also in your walk with God. You can make it happen if you really want it to happen. You can make it happen. And I'm telling you right now, what your choices that you make right now is the choices that you make happen. Amen. Let's not put our choices and the responsibility and accountability that we have with our choices. Let's not put our choices that we make on everyone else. And that's something that the body of Christ, especially certain parts of the body of Christ, that we really have to understand. Stop making all these excuses and putting excuses on everything else. There's no one cannot stop your life from being blessed but you. No one cannot stop your life from being prosperous but you. No one cannot stop your life being successful but you. You're the only one to stop your life being successful. And if you allow certain things to come in your life to block your success, it shows you you're not a leader, you're a follower. You're a follower. You someone that won't don't you someone that just like a doormat. You just willing to get walked over. Amen. Because why? Your life is what you make it. It's not what your neighbor make it. It's not what your enemy make it. It's not what anybody make it. Your life is what you make it. God gave you your life. That life that you have, that waking up this morning, you looking in that mirror, God gave you that life. That's your life. And whatever you do with it, your life, and whatever you allow come in, whatever you allow control you, whatever you allow to move you, is your decision. It's nobody else's decision. You could choose right now which direction you want to walk. But the thing it is, we have so much of stuff that we allow to come into our foundation. We allow the wrong emotions, wrong negative emotions, different things to come and pop us off, send us off, amen. We understand we get angry, amen, but we'll take it to the screen and all this stuff here. We allow all that stuff here. I'm not, don't complain with me. I've been walked over all my life. That's the kind of stuff that we have to get delivered from. Get delivered from our past. We got to get delivered from situations. We got to get delivered from issues that built our mentality or our thought process where we at right now. Some of you are held hostage not by what's going on today. You are held hostage by what went on 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 15 years ago. Amen. You are held hostage by that. And because of you held hostage by that, my God Almighty, and it began to shape your personality. It began to shape your direction, the way you speak, your tolerance. It began to shape everything that it is today. It's power of life and death is in the tongue. Are you going to use the life? Are you going to use, you can use both of them for gain in your own life. My God, you can begin to speak death to the issues that doesn't have no more value. I want to challenge you this morning, amen. I want to challenge you this morning. That scripture right there, that is power, life, and death, and the power of the tongue. I want to challenge you this morning that in your prayer time, in your personal prayer time, let's begin to use this verse, this scripture, in its proper context. Let's begin to speak life in different areas that is in our life. Begin to speak life in your areas. In the areas that have been hunting you, I'm not talking about your neighbor. I'm not talking about what's going on in the world. I'm not talking about in the government seat. I'm not talking about COVID-19. We have to take a step back and look at ourselves. Because regardless of what the world is doing, if ourselves is not together, amen, we still going to be a product of what's going on in the world. But we have just come from a different angle and different place. So let's talk about ourselves. Let's look at ourselves. Let's begin to use power, life, and death and the power of the tongue with ourselves. Let's begin to speak death on these issues that should not be living in us no more. These thoughts, these past memories. These issues that have been moving us, these issues that move our emotion. Let's begin to speak death and let it know that you shall not have any life inside of me no more. You shall not have any life in my thought process no more. Things that I've been through in the past, it shall not have any life. only reason why things around you have life because you've given it to it. You give it life. And once you give it life, it has a right to be alive or be relevant in your life. Stop giving things that doesn't have no substance, no value. Don't give it life no more. Even people, we have to stop giving them the power because they treated us a certain way. They done disrespected us. They done did this. Amen. But because of what you've done to me, I allow it to move me. I don't give you some life, and I don't make your situation relevant. So now it got me hostage for 3 years, 2 years, 4 years. I'm still thinking about your $20 you owe me 15 years later, and now you want to come and ask me for 10 more. Amen? Let's stop making things that doesn't have no value relevant. We do that a lot, and also in our prayer time and time we spend with God. And there'd be things that we don't even know we're making relevant, but we really are making relevant. God is concerned about you. He's concerned about you. He wants to know you. He wants to walk with you. He wants to talk with you. He wants to have a great relationship with you. He wants you. He wants to commune with you. God wants to know you. Imagine getting into a relationship with somebody that you first met, and that individual that you first met, all they come with is problems after problems after problems after problems. Well, let me speak to the ladies for a second. If we have any ladies on the line this morning, imagine if you meet this man for a second. Some of you, if you married, you met your husband for the first time. Would that be your husband if he came for the first time and all he had is problems after problems after the problems out. Somebody is after me. They got this here. I got the devil on my trail. I don't know what I'm doing about this here. God, you know, I don't know. You know, problems after problems. How would that relationship start off? How would that relationship with you, amen, and with that individual? Would that individual be your husband to this day? Would that individual be a companion to you this day? Would that individual have a healthy relationship with you this day? Well, let's think about with the Lord. All we, you know, sometimes we put the Lord into our problem trash can. That's all he is. He's the one contain our trash. He's the one that contain this. And it's problems after problems after problems. And God just look at it. I'm bigger than your problems. I'm bigger than your situation. I just need you to take a minute to get to know me. I need you to take a minute, take a second to know that I'm Jehovah Jireh. I'm Jehovah Nisi. I'm Jehovah El Shaddai. I'm Jehovah. I need you to take a minute to understand that I'm bigger than the circumstances of the adversary. I'm bigger than that. And once we realize that God is valued big in our life, once we really understand that God is big, everything else becomes small, and God becomes valid. God becomes big. Everything else becomes very tiny. Our problems become small. Then we'll begin to quote the word of God, begin to come alive inside of us, because why? We are making the word of God relevant in our life, not our situation, not the devil, not none of this, but we are making the word of God relevant in our life, where the word of God becomes alive now. Because now you are speaking life. You're speaking life, not to your situation, but you're speaking life to God. Have you ever tried to speak life to God? Not speak a quest, a request, and all this stuff to God? That's fine. But have you took the minute to speak a life to your companion? If you've been in a relationship, every now and then you want to hear something that has spoke life, especially as brothers. Our brothers, sometimes we want our ego scratched a little bit, especially from the woman or the companion that we love. Speak life. And because when that speak life, it does something. It moves us. The Bible declares that David was a man after God's own heart. What David did, David poured into God. When you read the book of Psalms, you'll read stories about how you is my shepherd. You know, you are my shepherd. You know, I shall not fear. I shall not do this, because he's speaking life into God. And when he speaks life into God, my God, he becomes bigger than his problems, bigger than his circumstances. You can become bigger than your problems, bigger than your circumstances, and you can get on the road for everything that you ask for, every promise that you ask, everything that you ask and acquire of God, it could come to life. I declare and decree this morning that we're going to make God bigger than our promise, bigger than our circumstances. We are not going to be held hostage. Allow the enemy to hold us hostage from the things of the past, from the things of people, from things of situation. You are bigger. You are bigger. You are stronger. Understand this, and no one cannot convince you that you are stronger. Only one can convince you is you. Don't allow your situation to dictate you. Don't allow your problems to dictate you. Don't allow your weakness or your weak areas to dictate you. Don't allow different things in your life to dictate you. You are stronger. How you are stronger? Baby, let me tell you something. If you are up and you are able to give God the glory, you are stronger. Because how's that, Pastor? Well, I'm pretty sure it's been plenty of things you done been through life. It's plenty of things that you don't walk through. It's plenty of things that try to take you out. It's plenty of things almost could allow you to lose your mind. But because you still got a praise in your belly, you still got a worship in your heart, you still got to thank you and just say, God, I thank you. Guess what, saints of God? You are stronger. That shows you right then and there that you're stronger than your situation. You're stronger than any problem. You can do it, and you can make God bigger than the situation, bigger than a problem. You can get back on the right track. You can have what you have. You can have more than what you lost. You can have more than, my God Almighty, things of the past because you are stronger. Don't allow the enemy to define you in a situation. But you define how big your God is in the situation. It's power, life, and death. Let's be honest here. Many of us, especially this morning, we could talk about it and we could testify that we don't try everything else. We don't try it our way. We don't try it friends' way. Some of you probably don't try soothsayers. Some of you probably don't try psychics. Some of you don't try some everything. But at the end of the day, have they profit you anything? Well, I got a question. Let's try God. Let's try recognizing God in every situation. Let's try to recognize God even in my low time, even in the valley. Bible declares, God says, if you make your bed in hell, I be there. Other words, my God, it doesn't matter how worse or how bad things seem, I'm still there with you. Hebrew bros, fire is burning. It doesn't matter if they try to throw you in. It doesn't matter if they try to, my God, sentence you. God said, I be there. I take the sting out of everything. How can we make God bigger than our problems, our situation? For we can operate what evangelist, my God, been sharing all last week. I can operate commanding my morning. I command my morning. It's not because I'm able to stop situations from happening. Because why? I cannot control other people's thought process. I can't control other things what people do. And sometimes the enemy probably want to use other people to just launch attack against me. But what thing I can command? I could command the outcome that thing's going to happen. I can't stop you from what you want to do, but I could command the outcome what's going to happen. The Hebrew boys couldn't stop them from going in the fire and furnace, but they command the outcome what's going to happen. Daniel got throwed in the lion's den, but Daniel commanded what's the outcome is going to happen. Elijah, my God Almighty, my God, he had the enemy want to come up and kill him, but Elijah commanded what the outcome is going to happen. I dare you, my God Almighty, this morning. Regardless of the different things you got to go to face, different things you have to go and deal with, I dare you to command the outcome of what is going to happen. That's your power right there. It's not about the war, because the war is already battled, it's already won. It's not about you just going through the motions and different things like that. It's about that outcome. that outcome that is what's going to happen, everything that God said is going to come to pass. The outcome that is going to happen, what God has for me is for me. The outcome that is going to happen, I am healed. The outcome that is going to happen, I am delivered. The outcome that is going to happen, everything that needs to be repaired up according to God's purpose, according to God's will, is going to be repaired. It's going to happen. The outcome that my God or my walk in life, what is your outcome? Are you predicting your outcome today? Or are you predicting your outcome to be what everything else say you are? Are you predicting your outcome but you can show your outcome that my God is greater? Or are you predicting your outcome to show the enemy you're a winner? What you said about me is the truth. What you talked about me is the truth. What you keep slandering me and then holding me down and giving me my battles, telling me that I'm rejected, telling me that I'm not nothing, I'm not going to be nothing, telling me that God doesn't love me because of my past, because of the things that I do, telling me ain't no sense me trying to do this here. It's no sense trying to serve God. It's no sense trying to make connection for my life the better, telling me everything that you say, enemy, God, what you saying is true. When you do not stand up to the adversary, that's one win for him. Because the adversary, you know everything I said about you is true. Even though it's not true, but he says it's the truth. Amen. Yeah, you probably say, and one thing about it, and I'm going to share this point and we're going to go this morning. Bible declares that the enemy is the father of lies. The enemy is the father of lies. Many of you, I'm pretty sure you had your experience with somebody that lies. People, you know, whatever situation. When a person that lies, a person doesn't use the whole everything and make everything out of a lie. They put some truth with this. They get a little truth, and after that little truth, they build their lie up around that little truth. They could tell you, say, yeah, I seen so-and-so over here at this time. And so-and-so could say, yeah, I was over there at that time. Then everything else that follow behind it, it could be a lie. Amen? And that's what the enemy tried to do with the saints of God and try to do with you. Yeah, he could use the truth about your past. He could use the truth about you. Even sometimes when you fall and you stumble, amen, he could use the truth about that. He could use the truth. Yeah, you stumble. You fall. You're not worthy for God's blessing. You're not worthy for what God could do for you. But what the enemy did not tell you, my God, he got intimidated when you got up. What the enemy did not tell you, you put fear in his heart when you got up. You brush yourself off and you begin to lift your hands and thank you. What the enemy did not tell you, he said, yeah, I seen that truth. That's the truth right there. That's the truth. You went back in. You started doing that. But the enemy did not tell you, or he did not come from the place, my God Almighty, something quickened me in my spirit. Something quickened me and I got right back in the race with God. What the enemy did not tell you, that the race is not given to the swift or the strong, but he that endure to the end. And I declare and decree that everyone that is listening this morning, baby, you are endure. It's not about how strong you are. You don't need to be strong when you're walking with Jehovah Jireh. You don't need to be swift or you don't need to be fast, because at the end of the day, he may not come when we want to, but he surely will be on time. But at the end of the day, I'm going to keep enduring. If I stumble, I'm going to get my act together. If I fall, I'm going to get up and brush myself off. If I get weak, I'm declaring, my God Almighty, in my weakness, my God, the power of God and the Spirit of God is sufficient in my weakness. That's why I can give God the glory and I'm going to give him the praise. No weapon that is a form, or no weapon that comes in my thought pattern, no weapon that is trying to come up and bring hindrance to me, it will not prosper, because my life, God gave that to me. Your life, God gave that to me, gave that to you. And whatever you decide to do with it, that's your choice. I want you to choose life today. My God, speak. Go ahead and speak death on everything that doesn't have no value, no substance. The enemy already understand he got a death sentence. It's just a matter of time, my God, where he got to pay his due. Don't get into the sentence with the enemy. Choose life and understand your God is bigger than your situation. I declare it and I decree it in the name of Jesus. Commanding our morning, commanding our time. I just want to share that with you a little bit. Amen. We got a little time thrown off a little bit. Some of our family members, especially our evangelists, they'll be on tomorrow. Amen. My God, and I just thank God for each and every one of you. Make sure you choose life. Make sure you walk and take authority of your life. Don't allow the enemy no more hold you hostage for what happened on yesterday. That's why Scripture declares to us, forget those things that which are behind. I could care less if your walk is stumbling right now. But because it's stumbling, guess what? Your direction is in the right path. Your direction is going the right way. You might be wobbly because it's not in your pretty walk. I'm sorry to let you know that it's not in your pretty walk. It's not in your crawl. It's not in how gorgeous you could look, how superb you could look. It's in your direction. I'd rather have a stumbling walk than a perfect walk and go in the wrong direction. Give me that stumbling walk going the right direction, because it's a matter of time for even that ugly walk to be made whole in the name of Jesus. God bless you all this morning. I thank God for you all. Listen, tune back in tomorrow at 8 p.m. Not 8 p.m. I'm sorry. I get all my times mixed up at times. 7 a.m. Please tune back tomorrow at 7 a.m. You're going to hear a dynamic speaker. Amen. Very own evangelist, amen. And I thank God for you all. And I want you to go ahead and choose life. Continue to command your morning. Understand you have that power. And I know that you're going to go ahead and operate in that power. God bless you. Hope we shared you something to push your morning or push you through for this week, amen, for you to take authority of it. Choose life and understand you everything that God said about you. Make that enemy out a liar for everything he want to tell you who you are. You better tell him that's who you not. In Jesus' name, God bless all of you. Amen.
With life for you. I love you.